Right now, is the assay being utilized in clinical practice?
No, not that I am aware of, and I hope it's not, because I strongly believe that this prospective validation is really essential.
How much of an impediment in the long term do you think the fresh tissue aspect of this is going to be?
That's a difficult question. I'm hoping that we will have technologies that do not require frozen material. But it's a question of education. You know, we conducted recently a trial in the EORTC, which also required fresh frozen tumor samples that were taken prior to neoadjuvant chemotherapy. And this was a trial that enrolled 1,800 women in 15 institutions, and it was not a problem. You know, after 1 or 2 months, everything was organized in these cancer centers, and there were no problems identified.
Am I correct in saying that the MammaPrint assay is actually available for use in the United States, I think, as of recently?
Yeah, it got FDA approval, and it's commercially available.
But you don't think there's a role for it right now?
Well, I think the data are indeed quite interesting, and I suspect some oncologists may want to use it for some cases where they have doubts. Perhaps exactly like Oncotype DX is not used by everyone in the country, but perhaps for selected cases. You know, these cases where with the traditional factors, you are in the gray zone. It's impossible to tell if it's a good prognosis or bad prognosis. So I suspect the same thing will happen with the MammaPrint. I don't know about the cost of this test compared to the cost of Oncotype.
Do you yourself use the Oncotype assay? Are you able to use it in your practice?
Yes, I have done that 2 or 3 times, so not very often. But I remember an interesting case where the question that I was asked was whether a woman recently diagnosed with node-negative breast cancer could follow her husband to Vietnam for a mission there. She had breast cancer diagnosed recently, and there was the question whether chemotherapy should be given or not, and it was this kind of tumor where indeed you are not 100% sure. So it was a grade 2 tumor. Hormone receptors were expressed, were not terribly high. Progesterone receptor were low. And I ended up ordering the test. So the problem, of course, is that you have to send the block in California. But I got the result back and I was happy because it was a low recurrence score. And I could tell the woman that indeed tamoxifen was a good treatment, that she didn't need chemotherapy and she could indeed follow her husband and go to Vietnam.
One of the interesting things about the Oncotype is not only is it prognostic, but it seems to be predictive in terms of benefit from chemotherapy. Do we have that type of data for the MammaPrint assay?
We are collecting these data, but you know, all these signatures are going to be predictive because when you look, they are based on proliferation genes. And so it looks a little bit like we are reinventing the wheel because it's not so surprising that chemotherapy works better in those highly proliferative tumors as compared to the slow proliferating ones. Oncotype DX also quantifies ER in a very accurate way. And so it's not surprising that chemotherapy works better when ER levels are low. So I think this is going to be true for most of the signatures developed so far.